You have a statue of Tsongkhapa, and you make offerings, and you make prayers, and you do it constantly, you will get results. You will get results. So if you say to yourself, my teacher hasn't assigned me any special yidam, who's my yidam? Tsongkhapa. Well, Rinpoche gave me a statue the other day of this Tibetan man with a yellow hat on. What's that? Tsongkhapa. What mantra should I recite when I go home? Tsongkhapa. What meditation should I do? Tsongkhapa. You're getting the picture. Very smart, huh? Should I set up an altar and make offerings? What Buddha? Tsongkhapa. Why? Because you want compassion. You want wisdom. You want love. You want all of that. Because you want all of that, you must tap into something that has that energy. Tsongkhapa. Never put money, greed, time, pleasure, pain in front of your spiritual practice. Because at the time of death, only your spiritual practice can help you. Never. Never. Nothing else can help you. That must be your priority. The second reason is, if you put your spiritual practice first, everybody around you, you'll make them happy. Isn't everybody's happiness worth it? That's the reason you should put it ahead. So what is a yidam? Yi is mind, dam is the whole. Yidam is something that holds your mind from anger, from jealousy, from acting out, from harming, from damaging others. A yidam is something that holds your mind. And we don't need a lot of exotic deities in the beginning. We take Lama Tsongkhapa as our yidam. We worship and practice Lama Tsongkhapa, and we do his mantra. Whether it is Om Ara Patsa Na Di, that's his first mantra, or Om A Guru Benza Tara Sumati Kiti Siti Hong Hong, second mantra, or the third one, Ming Me Te Wei Te Chin Che Ne Zik, Dri Me Ken Be Om Bo Chan Bai Yang, Jo Fo Ma Yu Jom Zi San Wei Da, Ganjin Ke Be Ju Chin Tsongkhapa, Lo San Tra Bi Sha Bla So Wan De, or you do that third one. It's up to you. But do it every day. And if you're tired or sick or just out of it, do just 21. Continuity is very important. I'm not here to convert you to become Buddhist. I'm here to convert you to become happy people. And this is one method. You want to call yourself a Buddhist or not? It doesn't do anything for me. When I drop dead and I go up to whatever, the pearly gates, they're not going to ask me, how many people do you bring to Buddhism? Oh, you brought 499, too bad, 500, you don't make it. No. Nobody up there tells me that I bring this many people into Buddhism, then I can enter the pearly gates. If I convert this many people, then I can enter heaven. What is this, a bargain, a deal? Las Vegas? No, I don't think the Buddha's like that at all. No. And if I'm Buddhist, I'm going to eat with Christians, I'm going to eat with Muslims and Jews and Hindus. You know why? Because you can't make my food dirty. And food can't make me dirty. But I can make myself dirty by having bad thoughts. I'm going to eat with anybody I want. That's what Buddha says. And you know, when I eat with these other people, I don't have to do a big blessing. Oh, Tsongkhapa, bless the food so I'll be pure. Oh, my home. No. It's all inside. Buddhists eat with everybody, respect everybody. And if you go to a Christian funeral, you can go, Namo Guru Be, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, no problem. You're not going to be a bad Buddhist. But that's the Tsongkhapa's not going to say, Tsongkhapa's not going to say, oh, naughty, naughty, I saw that. You can go to a church. If your friend wants you to go to a church because there's a funeral or a wedding, you go there. You can sing hallelujah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. Why does that single word make you a bad person? Religion is made up by man, but compassion is universal. Religion is made up by man. Men and women make the rules. But compassion, love, and wisdom, and patience, and forgiveness, and generosity is universal. That's for everybody, even animals. Even an animal that helps another animal, we respect that animal. It's universal. So we don't criticize other people. We don't criticize other religions. We don't put them down. You know why? Putting them down creates hurt and anger and disunity. That's not what we want. We don't want everybody. You know, we can't go to the temple here and pray and go back and you're wrong, you're wrong, you're bad, you're bad, this is bad. And we create more disunity. We have to go out and make more unity. That's called spiritual practice. If we are truly spiritual, we will create unity. If we are fake spiritualists, then these words will not hit your ears pleasantly. Why? Because you don't really want spirituality. So therefore, go back, control your depression. How do you control it? You created karma to depress. You created the karma to be in your situation. Don't blame other people. Take care of it, deal with it, and solve it. Don't push your depression to other people. Take care of your parents. Take care of your father and mother. Respect them, love them. Stop saying, give me, give me. Think, how can I give? Did you ever think that they have feelings too? Forgive people who hurt you, who harm you. Because you know what? No matter how angry you are with them, they don't know it anymore. They don't care. It's you who suffers. And sometimes, this is very bad, when we become very angry, we hold on. You know what happens? We can't let go. We can go crazy. It's called sokmung. We can go crazy. We can go off. You know what's off is when you can't control your anger anymore. Anything, you blow up. And then when you blow up again and again and again, your body language, your face, your actions all show anger. And people stay away. You know why they stay away? Nobody likes angry people. So who's your yidam? Lama Tsongkhapa. What is Lama Tsongkhapa? Lama Tsongkhapa is a representation of what you're going to achieve inside of you. So you should wear a Lama Tsongkhapa pendant. The minute you get up, you wear a Lama Tsongkhapa pendant. I know one Rinpoche who wore his Buddha pendant.
I stayed with him in Delhi.
He wore his Buddha pendant at night. He would take it off and put it at the front of his bed like that, and he would make three prostrations to his pendant. Then he'd go to sleep, because I sleep nearby him. And then when he'd get up in the morning, then immediately he would make three prostrations to his Buddha pendant, touch it to his head, and wear it. You know why? Because to him, the pendant wasn't a Buddha pendant, it was a Buddha, and he was wearing it. Every single day, I saw this, I watched. So you should always wear your Buddha pendant. Give gifts. It's very blessed. It will protect you. It will protect you. And you should do your Lama Tsongkhapa prayers every single day. You're a normal, whatever person, you do your prayers. Why? It helps you to become really normal. Who is your yidam? Lama Tsongkhapa. You do your mantra. You do your prayers. And along with that, you do your study. When you study Buddhism and apply it, I promise you, you will transform. You will change. All the high lamas in the monastery that I came from, they become great masters and great people, not because they just pray, because they study Buddhism and they apply and they transform themselves. When you're in the presence of some of these old monks, some of these old nuns, when you're in their presence, you just cry and cry and cry. Before they even speak, you cannot stop crying. You know why? Because they exude so much compassion and love, and you never felt it.
Some of you, when you come in my room to meet me, I cry too. I just can't stop crying.
You tell me all kinds of lame excuses, lame stories, and poor me stories. I just can't stop crying. But it's a different time. It's still crying though, you know? I still need a tissue. So, I met these great masters, and I know this works. I am not here in this beautiful country teaching and talking because I don't believe in what I'm talking about and I didn't see results. I'm from the monastery. Remember, I'm from the USA. I grew up in the USA. Anyways, I'm from the USA. And they teach you to be skeptical and to doubt and not to believe in anything supernatural and mystical. That's how we are raised. And when I went to India, and I saw the monks, and I saw my gurus, and I saw the high lamas and teachers, and I saw how they were, it turned my mind completely around. So I am not sitting here teaching you something that I don't believe.
I am not teaching and sharing something with you that doesn't have results. I am teaching you something that I saw some of the monks in the monastery achieve, and I just go,
Wow. I want that. I will never do what many people do. I will never get stuck in the situation that you guys get stuck in. I will never go into the quicksand of life, ever. Because I saw through and through the suffering it brings. So therefore, today, I wanted to talk about Lama Tsongkhapa because it's Lama Tsongkhapa Day. It is Lama Tsongkhapa Day. If you want yourself to go to a good place when you die, pray to Lama Tsongkhapa. Now, daily, small, a little bit, a few minutes. If you want your children to have merits, you do Lama Tsongkhapa for them. If you want to repay the kindness of your parents, you do Lama Tsongkhapa. If you're confused in life, you do Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, you get wisdom. If you're doing study, you do Lama Tsongkhapa. If you're very sick, which I hope none of you are, if you're very sick and you're not well and you have something serious, really, do this form of Lama Tsongkhapa, the long life mantra. It's a slight variation. Do this form. If you want to extend your life, you do this form of Lama Tsongkhapa with this mantra. It will move the chi in such a way that it clears blockages and extends your life. If you want to be less depressed, you want to have more clarity of the mind, you recite Lama Tsongkhapa, Mi'kmé Tsewe. Mi'kmé Tsewe Techin Chenazik is the best opponent to depression. If you want quick wisdom, Omara Basanadi. If you're feeling really angry, really frustrated because somebody did something and you know that it really is them, it's not you, just calm down, think about Lama Tsongkhapa, Omara Basanadi, Omara Basanadi, Mi'kmé Tsewe Techin Chenazik. Take a deep breath. Why? It'll all pass. So your yidam should be Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa, your yidam. Lama Tsongkhapa was predicted by Buddha. Lama Tsongkhapa is the founder of my monastery, Ganden Monastery. Lama Tsongkhapa is the root guru of even the first Dalai Lama. 14, right? Even the first one, the root guru. The first Panchen Lama's guru is Tsongkhapa, the first Panchen Lama. So when you do Lama Tsongkhapa's prayer, it's very powerful. So today, I gave you a little bit of explanation on why Lama Tsongkhapa sits like this or like this. What's the significance of having a statue? And if you have a statue, don't leave it empty. Get thumb drives. Fill it up with thousands and millions of Lama Tsongkhapa images and fill it up. And in between with potpourri or mantras. And keep that Lama Tsongkhapa statue, if you're allowed to, in a very beautiful place with nice offerings, clear with incense. And every day sit in front of Lama Tsongkhapa on a chair or on a cushion. And do Lama Tsongkhapa's prayer every single day. You will see a difference. If you're able to go to school, work, and do all that to invest in the happiness of your life, why don't you invest in the happiness of your life through a higher means, spirituality? Lama Tsongkhapa is the magic. So today, I will stop here. We will commence a tulk offering, which is not usually open to everybody. The tulk we will do, up to the tulk, we will do fast because I don't want everybody to be too late. At the tulk part, the tulk part is where we're going to be reciting it in Tibetan. All types of beings will be invited here. At that time, stay still, don't run back and forth, don't talk, don't make any noise. At that time, when we're doing it in Tibetan, all the people who you wish to pray for today, for long life, health, and happiness, you do it at that time. How? If you know any mantras, Om Mani Padme Hum, you recite Om Mani Padme Hum. If you know Om Arabhasanadi, Om Arabhasanadi. If you know Mi'kmé Tsewe Techin Chenazik, you do Mi'kmé Tsewe. So you do mantra. Today, you should all have your mala. You should try to do at least 30 rounds of Om Mani Padme Hum if you don't know any mantras. If you don't know any mantra, do Om Mani Padme Hum 30 rounds. And you know what you should do? Dedicate it to others. Don't pray for yourself today. Train yourself to think about others.